Hello, everyone. Today, we're exploring how to build a healthy and happy relationship by setting priorities. This means identifying the key things that matter most, such as trust, respect, emotional support, spending quality time together, and physical intimacy, including sex. You can add more, like open communication, giving each other space, being honest about money, or resolving arguments calmly. Once you've listed these, rank them by number to show their importance. For example, trust could be number one because it is the foundation in a relationship. Nothing is more important than trust. Respect might be number two, as it means valuing each other's opinions, even during disagreements. Emotional support could be number three, like listening when your partner feels sad. Physical intimacy, including sex, could be number four, such as going on dates to stay connected. Closeness and warmth might be number five, shown through daily hugs or kind words. Open communication could be number six, to share feelings without hiding anything. And so on. You can continue ranking up to 10 or more based on what feels right for you. To make your relationship last a lifetime, decide on these priorities and commit to the ones you'll never compromise on. For example, you might say, "I won't accept cheating, no matter what, so trust is number one." Or, "I won't tolerate constant shouting if it becomes a habit." Important warning, while flexibility is key for minor issues, never compromise on red flags like abuse, physical, emotional, or verbal. If priorities like respect or safety are repeatedly broken, e.g., controlling behavior, threats, or harm, it's not just a low-rank problem. It could be dangerous. Seek help from professionals, friends, or hotlines immediately and prioritize your well-being. Sometimes that means leaving. Healthy relationships build you up, not break you down. In this way, you've identified the main elements needed for a strong, lasting bond and ranked them. Trust as number one, respect as number two, emotional support as number three, physical intimacy as number four, commitment and effort as number five, and so forth. Next, share your top three or four openly with your partner. Tell them, "These are my top priorities in a relationship, and I won't compromise on them." If something ranks low, like number 10, for example, a small habit such as your partner sneezing loudly or sometimes leaving the lights on, you can be flexible and find a compromise. But if it's at the top, like number 1, losing trust due to cheating, stand firm and be ready to fight. You must be very clear. "This is my number one priority, and if we want this relationship to last, I've told my partner straight up that I won't compromise on trust, or this or that." Suppose number two is respect, but your partner yells when in a bad mood. Respect is important, but not as high or vital as trust, so you can forgive occasional outbursts if they're not mean-spirited. It is important, but not as vital as trust. This means you can be flexible and find a middle ground here. When two people share a home and life, arguments are common. They can sometimes turn heated, but that is a natural part of being together. Do not get overly upset about it. First, check if it is just a number two priority, so do not let it lead to breaking up the relationship. Nuanced warning. If yelling escalates to verbal abuse, like insults or threats, it's no longer natural. It's a red flag. Don't ignore patterns that make you feel unsafe. Seek support or professional advice to ensure it's healthy. We often fail to choose what matters most, which leads to arguments over small issues without much thought. Now that you have set your priorities, your mind feels clearer and more focused. Suppose your top three are handled perfectly by your partner, giving you full marks, like 100 out of 100. But on the lower ones, they might score very low, even zero. What should you do then? In that case, stay calm and talk openly about it. For example, if trust, number one, is strong because they are always honest, and respect, number two, is great as they listen to your views, but quality time, number five, is weak since they often cancel plans for work, do not overreact. Instead, share how it affects you and suggest small changes, like setting one fixed date night a week. This way, you build on the strong parts while gently improving the weaker ones, keeping the relationship balanced and happy. It means you're sure these three key things to last forever are strong in them. The rest can change over time. Often, we think our partner can guess what we need. They will understand, won't they? If they do not, explain it clearly. Tell them how much you love them. Say, "We are in this together forever." Give them a warm hug every day. This does not happen overnight. It takes steady effort over time. It is like caring for a plant. Water it regularly, tend to it gently, and protect it from harsh storms. This kind of care is the real meaning of love. Treat them just as you would like to be treated yourself. For example, do you enjoy it when someone praises you or when they point out your mistakes? When someone lists your mistakes, it hurts because you already notice them yourself. If others do the same, you'll feel angry or upset, right? This often happens in relationships. Why? Because we keep focusing on each other's weaknesses. And why do we do that? We have not decided what truly matters most to us. If we set our priorities and make it clear that as long as you meet my top three needs, nothing will come between us for life. So, what is the key? Look at what you want for yourself and treat your partner the same way. Offer real compliments, not flattery. This will make your partner feel happy, whether man or woman. Remember, when someone says something kind about you, it stays in your heart for days or even a lifetime. Sometimes we do not realize we have that good trait, and hearing it feels wonderful. Why not share praise freely? We criticize too much instead. When you feel truly thankful deep inside, tell the other person openly, "Thank you so much for being in my life. It means a lot to me. It means everything." Do not just think it while looking at them. Speak the words. What will happen? They will feel the same. Or if they are sad, do not just sit still. Hold their hand gently for a moment. If we begin these small acts, they will start doing the same for us. One day, if you forget a hug, they might remind you. Once you set priorities, your relationship becomes strong. You know you only expect three main things from them, and that keeps everything calm and strong. The main issue in every relationship is that you do not know exactly what you want or expect from your partner. Even if they do a lot for you, it still feels like it is not enough. Some people say, don't have expectations at all. But why? It is okay to have them. Just make them clear and share them openly. Anything else is extra. Then, you know where to focus. And small mistakes or issues do not cause big problems. For example, if your partner forgets a small promise and you have no clear priorities, no top three things in mind, arguments grow fast and old fights come back up. But when you set priorities, it becomes simple. If this issue is not in your top three, you can let it go. If a partner yells because of a bad mood, but not in a mean way, so what? You smile inside, not out loud, and move on. Small issues will not bother you anymore. Most relationship issues start from these little things. Once you set and share your priorities, you stop fighting over small issues, and everything feels lighter and stronger. One more key thing for a relationship that lasts a lifetime is a good sense of humor. But how do you get it? It comes from truly understanding that life is not perfect, and it never can be. If you chase perfection, like wanting everything to go exactly your way, you end up thinking your ideas are always right, and that's a big mistake. Because your information and knowledge are limited, your thinking is also limited. Based on that thinking, you start saying others' thinking is wrong and yours is right. So, what should you do? Start questioning your own thoughts. We don't do this. We question others' thoughts, but not ours. We think, their flaws are the problem. I'm perfect. I'm right, and you're wrong. But with intelligence, you have to see that their wrong might be right, and your right could be wrong. Where's the argument then? Of course, only if it's not breaking your top three priorities. This mindset lets you laugh at the little imperfections. That's what a sense of humor really is. Laughing at yourself, at the silly moments in life. Laugh at your failures, your foolishness. Laughing means letting go. To sum it up, the secret to a happy relationship is setting clear priorities on what matters most, like trust, respect, emotional support, quality time, intimacy, and affection, and sharing them openly. Stand firm on the top ones. Compromise on the rest, and avoid fights over little things by focusing on care, genuine praise, and gratitude. Add a sense of humor to embrace imperfections. Laugh together, and let go of the small stuff. With time and effort, like nurturing a plant, you'll create a strong, loving connection that lasts. Start by listing your top three today and talking about them. Watch how it changes everything for the better. Thank you for listening. See you in the next session.